I'd now like to move on to talk about some of the technical aspects of the British documents. When we refer to a dispatch, this is a communication from the British ambassador, normally to the Foreign Secretary. Looking at the documents in forensic detail, there are headings or descriptive labels attached to these documents, the meaning of which is not obvious, but it is useful to know what they mean. They tell us things about how the reports were circulated and how the information was used. I shall attempt to decode some of these for you. Foreign Office gradings of documents, in ascending order of importance, are restricted, confidential, secret, top secret. The higher the classification, the more limited the circulation, and the higher up the chain the documents would be sent. The status confidential and guard, as in the segregationists and US troops document, and also the effect of the Birmingham riots document and the dispatch about black power, guard in this context means that the report should not be discussed with the US government. It should not go outside the circle of top British diplomats. Airbag. For this, see the top of the documents headed Ku Klux Klan and racial problems in the US. This means that the memorandum was placed in a diplomatic bag and flown over to the United Kingdom. It has the status of not of immediate importance, as opposed to a telegram. Inward saving telegram, as in the Kennedy in Europe telegram, this means that the telegram is being sent to the UK and it has not been converted into code or encoded. This saves the trouble of having to decode it when it arrives at the Foreign Office. By bag means that it is not immediate or urgent, but it is fairly important for others to read, a point reinforced by the fact that it is for Foreign Office and Whitehall distribution. Wider distribution than normal. This does not always happen. In this particular case, it will also be sent by separate bag to Paris, Bonn, Rome, Dublin, and the UK delegation of NATO. The letter dated the 7th of May 1957 concerning Ku Klux Klan activities is signed off as originating from Chancery. Chancery is the political department within the British Embassy, and in this case it is reporting back to the American Department of the Foreign Office. The Foreign Office, at this time, is divided geographically. The document image described as the California Riots file is a folio jacket from within the Foreign Office file FO371/179611. It gives a précis of a report which is inside it, the very next document, in fact. This is typical of Foreign Office political correspondence. It serves as a reminder that these reports from diplomats were being used, analysed and digested in the Foreign Office and Whitehall. Referring to the background to the United States documents, there are a few specific examples that I would like to concentrate on. The earliest document, a Daily Wireless Bulletin of May the 19th, 1954, concerning reaction to the Supreme Court ruling of May 54 against segregation in public schools, this is a news bulletin produced by the US Department of State. By providing the media with quotations and ready-made copy, this is a way of managing the media by putting the US government position in a good light. Regarding the Eisenhower on Little Rock document, it is interesting to note that it was issued at the US Naval Base, Newport, Rhode Island. Mr. and Mrs. Eisenhower had taken a vacation in Newport in September 1957, but the president was drawn into official business when the crisis at Little Rock escalated. President Eisenhower met Governor Forbus of Arkansas at Newport on September the 14th. In the interim report of the United States Commission on Civil Rights, dated 20th of April 1963, the Commission appeals to President Kennedy, urging him to take action over the crisis in Mississippi. The United States Commission on Civil Rights was created by the Civil Rights Act of 1957, and it still exists today. It is a bipartisan, independent commission of the US federal government. It consists of people from various walks of life, presidents of universities, former governors, and specialists in law.